God morning, my TMC family. You have joined the Master's Call. And as my sister has said earlier, we have another day God has given us. So I worship this day, a clear start, and I can start all over again. So I welcome you. You have a blessed day. My name is Benita, and I'm in New Jersey. I'd like to now turn the call over to our host and Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
No, actually, it's LaShawn. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, Minister LaShawn. Thank you. You can take it away.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. And I would like to welcome you to the Master's Call. Thank you so much, Sister Benita, for greeting us on this Worship Wednesday. Amen. And yes, our God is truly worthy to be praised. So we thank you for greeting and feeding the TMC family with such a godly greeting. Again, good morning to you. My name is LaShawn, and I am calling you from Delaware, and I am welcoming you to the Master's Call. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." And truly, on this call, we are not timid when it comes to praising our Father. We bless Him, we thank Him, we magnify His name, because, again, He is truly worthy to be praised. So we thank Him and worship Him on this Worship Wednesday. The Master's Call began October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Robbins from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who has faithfully been caring for her parents up there in Prairie View, Texas. Their yes gave us this wondrous call that blesses us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific. And yes, I do touch and agree, Sister Benita, that this call is going to branch out and reach everyone worldwide. Now, the scripture that was downloaded into Dr. PK and our Mother Eagle is found in Psalms 88:13. "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So since it's all about the Master and His mercy and favor, we begin our call in prayer. We end our call in prayer, and that's what hope that everyone continues to praise our Father throughout the day. That's what it's all about. The Master's Call also has a powerful and awesome mission statement that leads and guides us. The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if this is the first time on the call, we thank you so much and invite you back to our TMC family. And for our family that calls us daily, we thank you for saying yes and calling in. And yes, Sister Benita, I agree. You hear these pings and you can hear the family growing, and that is truly a blessing. And again, another reason to worship our Father. Now, if this is your first time calling in, or if you just started calling in, don't worry. All of our calls are dated and archived since inception, October 25th, 2010. All you have to do is go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can sit back and relax and be prepared to be spiritually filled. Or you can share the message to your friends and family, coworkers, or do what I do while I'm at work and while I'm home. I play back some of my favorite messages, which is practically all. Now, if you like to hear an immediate replay of the message that was given the same day, all you have to do is call 712-432-1085, and the access code, pardon me, that you use is 957-677. Again, if you want to immediately hear the message, you dial 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677. We ask that you spread the word and invite a friend, a neighbor, a family member, or tweet it or put it on your Facebook page, and we will welcome them with open arms. If you wish to send a prayer request to our prayer warriors, or if you want to give a praise report, please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, that's mastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We love to get encouraging words. We love when family members request to be stretched and become prayer intercessors and leaders on the call. Now, the thread that bonds us together is Artist International, a Christian-based, family-based company that said yes to the master. And for that, Artist International is global and known and respected. And that is another reason why we can worship him on Wednesday for giving us such an outlet to be ministers in the marketplace. Now, if you're not an artist contributor, you don't know what artist is, it's okay. You can go back to the person that invited you to the call and ask them all about artists. And for our artist distributors, please remember to check your back office for specials and announcements and promotions like our Power Restart. So at this time, I would like to bring Minister Candy to the line to open us up in prayer and to clear the airwaves. Minister Candy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away, sister.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we lift you up in the name of Jesus. We honor you and bless your holy name. We praise you as Lord of our lives. We ask the Holy Spirit to use this day for your glory and honor. We thank you that your anointing is working in and through us, and we are excited to do your will for our lives. We pray that you be glorified in everything that we do. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this ministry, over Pastor Vanessa, Pastor PK, and the Diaz de Leon family. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person who joins this call. We thank you for delivering us from the authority of darkness and translating us into your kingdom. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as your will is done in heaven. Lord God, your kingdom reigns over all the earth. So we cast down the kingdom of darkness. We cast down every imagination and lofty thing that is not of you. Father God, I speak to the airwaves and the frequencies leading to and from this call. I call upon the portals of heaven to release an outpouring of your word. I bind any attack of the enemy and everything that comes against a clear, anointed message from your throne. We rejoice in the outpouring of your spirit through Minister Robin as she gives voice to your word. As we listen with spiritual ears and Holy Ghost-filled hearts, we thank you that the angels are working diligently for your word to take root in our lives. We thank you that we are led by our spirits to be in the right place at the right time so that your promises are manifested in our lives. God, as we press for the mark, for the prize of a high calling, we thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that all obstacles and hindrances to our success are removed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Minister Candy, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay, thank you so much for such an awesome prayer. Thank you so much for clearing the airwaves. And we just, again, worship our Father for giving us prayer warriors on this line that can clear the airwaves and motivate us to do our godly best. Amen. So with that, and without further ado, it is time for our speaker. This woman of God is no stranger to the line. She is a true woman of God that is a mentor, a bond for her family, and a bond for our TMC family as she is our prayer general. When I think of her, I just think of her as a sister, like a mom, again, a mentor, and she too is a sister and a woman of God that will stretch you and help you realize your potential. And again, when I think of different verses to describe her, Galatians 2 and 20 comes to mind. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I tell you, that that's the first thing that comes to mind when I think of her. So without further ado, I present to some and introduce to many our Minister Robin Wilson, our prayer general. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for that warm greeting. I love you, sis, very much. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for the opportunity to be able to minister to our family and to our friends and visitors. I just want to say that God is so good, and I love him dearly, just as I know each and every one of you do. And I'm going to continue with part two of the message from Good Friday. And remember, I was talking about God's plan of redemption for us and how Jesus was our example. Well, the second part is he wants us to become a godly, contagious Christian. He wants us to be godly, be contagious, and of course, we are Christians because he is our Lord and Savior. And as we continue to follow him, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And when you think of contagious, someone should see something on each and every single one of us, see it in us, through us, and up on us that they want what it is that we have. And that's the presence of God. That's his anointing in our lives. When people are hurting, you're not moved by that situation. When things are going on in your life, you stand on the word of God. It's not saying that you don't feel it, but you know that your God is in charge. So that person should be able to come to you and say, what is that about you that is so different? Why aren't you worried during this economical time? Why aren't you concerned when A, B, C, and D has occurred? And then you'll be able to say to them, well, let me tell you why. And you can share with them why you have the joy of the Lord, why he is your strength, why he is your peace. And then that individual will be able to learn more about our King and come into the full knowledge of who he is. One of the scriptures that we're going to study, and I want you to study it in your spare time, is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. And Paul, he was talking to the people in Corinth because there was a lot of confusion going on, and people were vying for positions, and they thought they were more important than the next person. But you see, when you are walking with the Lord, the person that's the most important, the person that's in charge, just like Evangelist Beatty said, the person with the power, it's God. He is the head. It's his foundation, and we're part of his family, and he's using us because we are a laborer with him. And Paul was saying to the people, okay, who is Apollos? I'm Paul, who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, and this is verse 5, even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted, okay, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So it doesn't matter who is speaking the word. It doesn't matter who sent them and told them about the word. The increase is coming and going to the Lord. Each one of us has a purpose. We are one body. The eye can't do it without the head. The hand can't move without the fingers. The body can't go anywhere without the feet. So each one of us have a purpose, a plan, and a position that we have to strategically be placed in so that we can carry out the mandate that God has for us. He didn't draft us. The Lord didn't force us. He didn't even ask them to volunteer, and I'm referring to the 12 disciples. He chose them to serve him in a special way, and that's what God has done with us. Christ called us today. He didn't twist our arm. He didn't say, you need to do this. He's not going to usurp your authority. You desired, someone spoke the word to you, and the Holy Ghost drawn you to him, and you confessed him as your Lord and Savior because you believe he died and he rose again. So we came to him because we desired to do that. So when you're talking to other people, you want to share with them your walk with the Lord. You want to share with them the joy that God has given you. You want to share with them that they don't have to be poor anymore. You want to share with them that there is a way out when it seems like there is no way out. You want to love on them just the way Jesus loved on us and how he loved on the people when he walked with the people in Jerusalem. He was not moved by their situation. He loved them for who they were, whether they were a harlot, whether they were a thief, whether they were possessed. He had a plan and a purpose, and he carried it forward, and he set them free. And we have that same power that we can lay hands on the sick. We can cast out demons. We can tell people, you do not have to be in bondage any longer. Let me tell you about my God. Let me tell you about my King. We are to preach and to share the gospel, which is the good news. And that's found in Acts 2, verse 14. And we are to be a witness, not do witnessing, but be a witness, your lifestyle. If you're out there using foul language, I'm not going to follow you. If you're out there, woe is me, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to make it, there's nothing you can offer another individual. But if I'm down and out, and you come and you grab my hand and you love on me and you tell me that I don't have to stay in the miry clay, I want to hear what you have to say. If I'm hungry and you fed me, okay, maybe I'll listen to you. Be a witness. Don't do witnessing. Be a witness. We are fishers of men and women, and that's in Matthew 4:19. And as we go forward, his commission, remember he said in Matthew 28, we're to go out into the world. We're to make disciples of all men. We're to teach them. You don't want them just to hear about God. You want them to know him intimately, personally, just as you have that relationship with him. And that's what God desires. He doesn't want anyone to perish. And he loved us so much that he gave us his best. Yes, there may be some that may not come, who may not receive Jesus, but that's okay. You dust the dirt off of your feet and you keep on walking. You gave the word. You spoke the word. You loved on them. God is the one whose word is not going to return void. Remember, he is the one. It's his word. He is the word. His word is true. It has pierced that individual's life. And they will either accept it or reject it. But because of your faithfulness to your God, you spoke it, you delivered it, your job is done. And also, us being a godly, contagious Christian, we have to love people the way Jesus did. We can't have our nose up in the air thinking that we're better than an individual because we're not. The only difference between us and a savior and a sinner is Jesus. We've been saved. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Each one of us, just like Evangelist Beatty said, and I love it, we had hang-ups. So these individuals whose paths that you're crossing, they may have a hang-up. But you let them know that someone died for them, and they don't have to be stuck in that place any longer. We need to see them as God sees them. Remember, he's the sheep. They're the sheep. He's the shepherd. He doesn't want them to be lost any longer. The shepherd goes after his sheep. So us being that co-labor with him, we're going to direct them. We're directing them in the path of the shepherd. We're going to let them know they can be the head and not the tail. We're going to let them know that he will provide all their needs according to God's riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. We're going to let them know that you don't have to wander any longer, that there's a path that is straight that you can walk on, because there's a light, there's a lamp that will direct you, and that's the light of Jesus. We're going to let them know that their eyes can be opened so that they will see that there is a different choice that they can make. They don't have to try to do it any longer their way. They can come to Jesus and let him direct them, because he said in Jeremiah 29:11, he had a plan for them. He said a plan that was good, with a future, with hope, with an expected end. So let them know that your God has a plan for them. Let them know that he died for them and he rose again. Let them know that there's light in Christ Jesus. Let them know that they are more than a conqueror. Let them know that there is a beginning to the end of whatever it is that they may be going through. Speak the word to them. Be a fisher of men and women. Be a witness to them. Love them the way God loves us. Let them see Jesus in you, on your countenance. When Moses came back before the people, the glory of God was on him. He was in the presence of the Lord. That's what the people should be able to see, the glory of God on you. They should be able to see that at all times, no matter what. We are that salt. We are that light. And that's in Matthew 5:13-16. Let them know that their lives can be changed. Let them know they don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting to get a different result. Let them know that there is light in Christ Jesus. Pray with them. Love on them. Because, see, the word of God will not return void. Yes, you may want to share about your testimony, but that's not going to save them. That will encourage them. It's the word. So speak the word, because the word can't be canceled. The word goes forward with power. It's the word of God that they'll be able to stand on when you leave them, when they're in that situation. That word will come back. That word will be drawn up inside of them, and that will change them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus is the word. Even if it's all they know is the word of Jesus, the Lord says, at the name of Jesus, everything, every knee must bow. Their situation has to change. So let them know, according to Romans 10:9-13, that if they believe in their heart, and they confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, they will be saved. Let them know that. Let them know that life can be changed in the mighty name of Jesus. And us, believers, walking in that fullness, knowing that he is perfecting those things that concern us, he can do the same for them also. Let them know that they can be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So let us be a godly, contagious Christian. Let them see the light of Jesus in and through us. Let's lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Let's speak the word of God, knowing that his word will not return void. Let them know that they don't have to be in darkness any longer. Let them know that you love them no matter where they are, how they smell, what they look like, what their circumstance is. Because the only difference, again, between them and us is that we have Jesus. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen, amen, amen. That was an on-time word, I know, for me. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for such an awesome word. And we, Father, for downloading such an awesome word into your spirit. And truly, it was a blessing. With that, I would like to bring Minister Kathy to the line to close us out and lift up our prayer request. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Are you able to hear me, Ms. LaShawn?
Yes, I can. Take it away, sister.
Praise God. Powerful word. Powerful word, prayer general. Thank God for the word today. Let's go to the throne of God. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this wonderful opportunity to hear your word this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you are, oh God, our Savior. You are our Redeemer, and we love you today. And as we come in, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord, if there have been areas where we've been slack and we haven't been a godly, contagious Christian. Oh God, where we've spoken the wrong thing, we've done the wrong thing, in whatever way that did not please you. God, we come in asking for your forgiveness, and we thank you that we have the assurance, hallelujah, that you said if we confess with our mouth, Lord God, you, Lord God, we can receive you, and we can receive your redemption, Lord God, and we thank you right now for those of us that are on this call today as we come in. We thank you that you are our forgiving Lord, and we bless your name today. We bless you, Lord God, as we go out today, that we shall take hold of this powerful word that has come forth, Lord God, that we shall recognize that we are godly, contagious Christians, and that those that come in contact with us, God, that they will know they have been in contact with you. And we bless you for the opportunity now. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your servant. I bless you for her. I pray, Lord God, that you give back to her all that she has poured out this day in the name of Jesus. And all of us, oh God, that are on this prayer, on this call today, the master's call, Lord, I pray that you'll continue to move upon our hearts, Lord God. Let us recognize with assurance where we are in our walk with you, and take us, oh God, to the new levels, new dimensions in you, in the name of Jesus. We lay our prayer request before you, Lord God. We're holding up the Lamb family before you, asking you to continue to comfort their heart in their time of loss. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you be as only you can be, the God of all comfort, hallelujah, comforting their hearts in this season, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for Linda Winston, Lord God, as she is recovering. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to have speedy recovery in her life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We're holding up now, oh God, Alana Smith, and as she goes, Lord God, and is with her grandmother in this season. Father, I pray that you continue to do only what you can do. I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You still are healing Jesus. Hallelujah. And you are the one that can heal sick bodies. And so we come against and bind up the spirit of infirmity across our prayer list, Lord God, and those that are on this phone line today, that bodies are racked in pain. Father, I thank you, hallelujah, that you are healing, Lord, hallelujah, great physician, and we thank you for healing bodies today in the name of Jesus. And those that are standing in need, oh God, of financial breakthrough, Jehovah Jireh, we call upon you, move in the midst of situations and circumstances in the name of Jesus. We bless you because you are the only one that can help us in this season. We thank you, Lord God, that you will cause us as we go out today to be, oh God, a witness, not just witness to others, but be a witness, oh God, in what we say, what we do, hallelujah, in our smile, in our demeanor, in our conversation, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be about it today, Lord, and recognize that we are purposed and we are planned. Oh God, you got great destiny upon us, oh God. Help us not to forget that. We thank you that you seal this word today in our hearts. Let us go out, Lord God, and be all that you called us to be. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for that prayer. Well, again, family, thank you so much for calling in. I would like to thank Sister Benita and joining us is Worship Wednesday. So everyone go out there and worship the Lord and praise him and thank him for all that he has done for us. Everything from the littlest thing to God, everything is a big thing for us. So we thank you, Sister Benita. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up in prayer and asking God to clear the airwaves as he did. We thank you, Minister Robin. Thank you for such a dynamic, powerful, on-time word, reminding us to remove the lines of demarcation and love on each other as our Father loves on us. And yes, Father, thank you for downloading her and telling, teaching us to be contagious with your word and your following. We thank you. And Minister Kathy, for sealing our call in prayer. And most of all, thank you to our Master's Call family for calling. Of course, we wouldn't have a call this world if and we encourage you to call back each and every day. And go to our website, www.themasterscall.wordpress.com, and download the messages and share with us. And until we
I think we lost her, so again, to our entire Master's Call family, we praise God for each and one of you. Thank you for that awesome word, Robin, which encourages us now to go out and be God's minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed day, and we'll hear you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.